Welcome to World Cafe, Words and Music from WXBN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. James Maddox seemed to be poised for fame 10 years ago with his then-band Wood. The group had a catchy single, Stay You. Their music appeared on Dawson's Creek, and they had toured with Paula Cole and Train thanks to their debut, Songs from Stamford Hill. But things did not continue on an upward swing. After relocating from England to the U.S., Maddox's marriage dissolved and his record label Columbia dropped him before releasing the follow-up album that he recorded. But now James Maddox is back with a solo disc called Sunrise on Avenue C. When he stopped by for a concert on the stage of World Cafe Live, James Maddox began by playing When the Stars Align, one of his new songs.
You see the world in a new light. You're proving yourself right when the stars align. You're killing the old curse with the power of the universe when the stars align. When the stars align. When the stars align. Yesterday you couldn't do it, but today. Thank you. The girl comes over and asks for your number when the stars align. When the stars align, and everything you say is funny. Then she says she comes from money when the stars align. When the stars align, when the stars align, when the stars align, when the stars.
At Stars Align, live on stage at World Cafe Live with our guest today, James Maddock. And name these people. Who's playing live?
Okay, on the drums is Aaron Comes, who people might remember. He's a drummer in the Spin Doctors. He's a great friend of mine, and he's been amazingly supportive of what I do. On the bass is Drew Mortali, who is a friend of mine. He's a roommate of mine up until very recently, but I've moved out. So he plays the bass on the record and on the show. And then Ollie Rockberger, who's a wonderful English piano player, keyboard player, who also played on the record. So the four of us kind of played today.
Now, Stars Align, and I've got to point some, we'll probably get to the title track of this album, et cetera. A number of these songs take place in bars, James, or have some part of it in that situation. Is that just a universal and easy thing to write about, or is
it purely coincidental? There's no relationship between me and bars at all, apart from that. I don't know. I mean, yeah, you mentioned it. I never thought of it. But definitely I've spent a lot of time in bars.
Love brought you to New York this time?
It did, yeah. I met an amazing woman, but it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. She's gone on her way, and so have I. So, but it's all good, you know. Everything. We're still great friends, I've just this week moved in with my girlfriend.
Now, just sort of a little look at the songwriting on something like that. A lot of times when the things we listeners remember are hooks or are ways that certain lyrics just happen to be attached to a great little melody line. Is that something you work hard at, or is that just kind of happen?
Both.
Yeah.
It's songwriting is kind of about not settling. You know, I heard a story, Paul Simon, when he wrote Bridge, when he came up with the line Bridge Over Troubled Water, he cried. Because he knew he'd come up with something, he knew he'd matched the melody with this idea and this lyric. And that's really what you're looking for, is some kind of a matching of melody and words, where the syllable lands on the note, what the sound of the syllable is, and is the word saying anything? It's a whole, and what does the words, not only, what do they feel like? Not just what do they sound like, what do they feel like? What do the words feel like? And that kind of whole process comes into play. And that's why songwriting is such a sticky, difficult thing to do.
People have commented, this is kind of a melancholy album, but I wanted you to do a song that is by no means a melancholy song, which is When the Sun's Out, the sun breaks through in this one.
Yeah. I got a lot of titles called When, though, in this record. It's just like disconcerting.
That's true. That's what we get to eventually happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was a happy song I had. But I wrote that back in London when I lived there. And I just resurrected it. And I just thought there was something nice about it and happy about it. And we're looking, you know, it's fast songs, up songs are often a premium when you're making a record. And I just played it and let's make it work. And it came out real good.
Mrs. Neal got up today and made her way to Holloway. The purse got stolen on the bus. Did someone see? 'Cause someone must. Subway's booming from a passing car. Shakes the dogs and makes them bark. They dig in. Mrs. Neal got up today, went shopping down in Holloway. When she found she couldn't pay, she took it home anyway. Security guards on a minimum wage, wood-green teens on a robbing rampage. The 253 goes to Camden Town, where indie bands make that. Song.
James Maddock live on stage, another one that you will find on the new album, Sunrise on Avenue C. How has things changed in a decade since you've been, how has the music business changed? Boy, I guess the obvious thing is, you know, this is far more independent release.
You know, I mean, the Columbia thing was amazing, you know, the to be on a major label, you know how it goes. And you take it for granted in a way. You're touring and you're doing all these interviews and you're getting around, but obviously that's not happening now. But the record in itself is making things happen for me independently of that. And I think that you like to think that somehow the music gets through, don't you? You like to think that somehow you can break through. The thing is, you still need dough. You still need money to get the record to the places. You need to hire people and you need money, and it's impossible to do it without money. But, I mean, I think what I've done is I've been able to kind of, capitalize, if you like, or at least go back to people who like the Wood album, and people go, oh yeah, I remember the Wood album, it was a good record, and I remember that guy, let's have a listen, and then hopefully, you know, things emanate from that.
Well, obviously that's what happens, you know, I mean, you say, oh yeah, and the thing is, this album has the goods, so it's great, thank you, that really works.
I'm very proud of it.
Now, Prettier Girls has a great line in it. It's kind of the equivalent of the Bruce Springsteen, "You Ain't a Beauty, but You're All Right."
Right. Yeah.
It kind of takes a little guts. Did you try this line out on anybody?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I tried it out. Yeah. The line is, there's prettier girls in the world, but none of them as pretty as you. And I tried it out on a few people, and a lot of people said, do not use it, right? And I'd meant that, actually, I just thought, right, I'm definitely going to use it because I like it. And I think the fact they're not liking it, I didn't really believe them. So I just went with it because I think it's quite fun. And it's I don't know, it's songwriting. It's not to be taken too...
Absolutely.
You know, it sings well as well. That's the other thing.
Absolutely. And it probably works for a lot of people. So yeah. this is live on stage. This is a song, Prettier Girls.
You've got more than most, but I got more than you.
We gotta bury the past deep in the mud. Put it all behind us for the greater good. 'Cause you know we belong together. Why'd you make us come apart? Thank you.
Prettier Girls, another song from Sunrise on Avenue C, and our thanks to James Maddock for joining us today. I'm David Dye, World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN, and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. There is more at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. Check it out. As always, we thank you for spending your time with the World Cafe.